Speaking of DCIS, and I want to ask you about prevention too, but as you mentioned DCIS, I guess we have at least two major studies that are sort of out there cooking. One of them is the NSABP, and the other actually is part of the IBIS trial looking at tamoxifen versus anastrozole, as the NSABP trial does. When do you think we might get some answers from this? And again, what do you think it's going to show?
The IBIS-2 trial is recruiting steadily. It'll be another 2 or 3 years before we're really ready to report that data. It's certainly been something that's attracted interest across all of Europe and even other parts of the world. So it's recruiting really quite well.
Of course, the NSABP trial is closed, so maybe we'll see that first.
And, of course, that probably will report first, actually, as they do recruit very well. Well, I guess our expectation is that the benefit that was seen of AIs over tamoxifen will be maintained for DCIS. Actually, we know that from the B24 data that ER-positive DCIS does respond to tamoxifen and would expect it to respond even better to an AI. So that's certainly the hope for these trials. I have to wait and see, though.